This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Girl wants a man to do. Oh, baby. I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby.
Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking and career guidance. Go to maryville.edu for more information.
I saw a note about a Kansas City radio station, and they had their list of Chiefs guests for the week, you know, bulking up. And one of them was Bill Maas. I'm like, yeah, that's right. He played for the Chiefs, who's Dan Marino's brother-in-law, I believe. He's on that list of announcers that you used to see everywhere and that just disappeared. You were talking about Soup Campbell last week, Dave Campbell, the old ESPN analyst. Bill Clement, the hockey guy, was everywhere for a long time. Bill Maas was one of those guys. Randy Cross, those you couldn't go on. I mean, every show in America would have Bill Maas once a week, once a month. I mean, he was everywhere.
Right.
Got into a little trouble. I forget the details of it.
What was his trouble? Was that Dan Marino's brother-in-law?
Dan Marino's brother-in-law, but I think, I don't know, I don't want to guess, because I don't want to say. I was going to think it was like a girlfriend-wife dispute or domestic incident or something, and then all of a sudden.
Nothing on a Wikipedia page. Let me see.
Why not? Allegedly.
No, here you go. I found it.
I take it back. I take it all back.
Actually, I was looking at legal problems is the first topic on his Wikipedia page. On July 6, 2007, Maas was arrested for drug and weapons possession after a traffic stop in East Peoria, Illinois. He was released.
There you go. Hey, East Peoria, though.
Two days later, the USA Today reported, 2 days after that, that they were arrested Friday by Illinois police. During the stop, police indicated that Maas seemed nervous, which prompted police to search a vehicle, to which Maas consented. It turned up a .22 caliber revolver. Yikes. And then they also found a gun in his luggage at Kansas City International Airport September of 2007.
That's it?
He had a big 2007.
He's just a gun guy.
They found 5 grams of marijuana, 6 grams of cocaine, and 28 pills of ecstasy. And this is in the first
one. Oh, he's
one.
A pill guy. He's a gun guy.
Ecstasy, okay. Is that like a form of Viagra?
Ecstasy? No. That's a drug. Like
kind of a hallucinogenic,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. Plazzi, turn on your mic here.
Have you taken ecstasy, Plazzi?
I have. It's your body tingling, makes you feel good.
Okay.
It's really popular in the rave community, whether it be like electronic dance music. It gets you really hyped up and in the mood, and
all right.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Let's stay with the Maas family scandal. Dan Marino had a love child with a CBS producer.
Didn't he get fired because of that? Or
I think it had something to do with the end of his television career. She gave birth to the daughter, Chloe, in June of 2005. And he kind of hid that from everybody, the actual child, too. I think some people speculated on the affair, but he actually had a baby.
I think it was like a 20-year, wasn't it, years and years later?
Kind of a Schwarzenegger kind of thing.
Let's see here. Texting that. But Dan Marino's another one who you don't see him anymore, right? He was on Inside the NFL, CBS. Has he held a Miami Dolphins position?
He was on Showtime, too.
Remember,
was Inside the NFL.
Wasn't
he
the president of the Dolphins for like 12 hours? Like, he took the job and then something happened?
That sounds right. But some of these, I guess Bill Maas still lives in the Kansas City area. And he was real popular on Fox Network. He was probably like their second or third analyst on games. Maybe working with like a Dick Stockton type. But I saw that name pop up. And there's so many of these guys that were just, I mean, Bill Clement was wasn't he the hockey insider? If you could
get
a
guess. Oh, he was the best.
He's great at it, too.
And Gary Thorne were such an unbelievable team. I don't think, like, hockey purists like Clement. Maybe they were, like, jealous of him. But he was, like, just so perfect with his voice. And, he was a wordsmith. I love listening to Bill Clement.
Dan Marino does have a role with the Dolphins. It is special advisor to the vice chairman, president, and CEO, which is
glorified.
Dan Marino is paid to be Dan Marino.
He's basically... He's Dan Marino. What do you do? I just go to meetings.
He did resign. He was back in 2004. He was senior VP with the Dolphins, and he resigned after about 3 weeks. Probably too much work.
It was a great run, though. It had a great 3-week run.
Speaking of divorces, how about this Jeff Bezos ending his marriage, and he's got this girlfriend named Lauren Sanchez, who, by the way, is beautiful. But this divorce, where he was married for 25 years to Mackenzie, is the most expensive divorce of all time. It's going to be in that, is it $60 billion range?
I think they said, and she'll get, they said even if she gets a third, she'll be one of the wealthiest people on the planet.
And this Sanchez, his new girlfriend, has a child with former NFL star, and continuing with our CBS theme, Tony Gonzalez.
Now that I did not know.
Really? Okay. So the Amazon guy.
Full circle.
Hold on. Here we
Everything's
go.
Everything's connected. Yay.
We could not have planned this out. So the Amazon guy's girlfriend
has a child
with Tony Gonzalez.
With Tony Gonzalez. Who's CBS, who may have actually replaced Dan Marino.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But is Tony Gonzalez also on Fox? Or did he switch to Fox? I think he's on... You know
Fox. He is on Fox.
He's on Fox.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know
if he was on
CBS. Gave him a shot, and
I don't think
it worked out.
Yeah, I think he did some CBS, and now he's on Fox. It's really weird because on the pregame show, you have Terry and you have Howie, Strahan and Jimmy, and then they get to the postgame, and all of a sudden you'll see like Tony Gonzalez sitting there. I think maybe he does some FS1 work as well.
Now, this Sanchez woman, and by the way, I recommend everybody Googling her picture. She is a lovely girl. Another former football player, Anthony Miller, who I'm not familiar with his work. Anthony Miller?
For the Bears, maybe?
Was he a wide receiver? Sounds like a wide receiver. To whom she was engaged for a year and a half.
Wow.
He said on Sunday that Sanchez cheated on him often.
All right, but now you're Tony Gonzalez, and she calls and said, hey, I really want to get the kids some new shoes or whatever. And he said, come on. You just got $20 billion. Do I have to still pay? Do I still need to pay child support? You just got $20
billion. Just Googled Lauren Sanchez. Somebody texted in, too much plastic surgery.
Okay.
Would you give up $60 billion to be single with the other $60 billion?
Would you give say that again?
So would you give up $60 billion to be single, but then you have the other $60 billion, you know, you still have $60 billion.
Oh.
It's not like you're ever gonna have to worry about money.
Amazon has taken over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you're buying your groceries. Strick and I make this joke. Every time we go by our front door, there's a box.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Same here.
I've never bought anything from Amazon.
Same here. Absolutely.
But every time you go by the front door, there's a box.
And Monique's rationale is, well, you know how much money I saved? Well, if you wouldn't have bought it, you wouldn't have saved anything.
That's what I say. My wife is a big fan of, and we don't use Amazon all that often. We'll shop through Target and such. But, you know, if I spend this amount of money, I get free shipping. And I go, well, yeah, but when you do the math, the shipping is less than the difference between what you're spending and what you need to get the free shipping.
Yeah.
So you're actually saving money by just having paid.
And all those stories are the reason why if you go through malls nowadays, they're dead.
Yeah.
I would rather go to the mall. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I like to go to the West County Mall because you get the free samples when you walk through.
And then
you
there's
have that
the
little
food
Chinese.
Court.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh.
The food court, and they're places that you wouldn't normally go.
Yeah.
But there's usually like a Charlie Chicken or something weird that you're like, that sounds, everything sounds good at the food court.
So both malls downtown went out of business a long time ago.
What's in the city center now? What was it called? St. Louis City Center? The mall?
Yeah, City Center and Union Station were the two.
What's in that mall?
God, I don't even know. But then you don't even know what we're talking about.
No, I went to the Union Station and the mall was still there, and people, like the workers, were almost begging for you to come into your store. They're all waiting outside. Nobody is there.
Chesterfield is nobody's there. I don't even know if there is.
I think
a mall.
The outlet mall has sort of killed put them under. West County Mall is still hopping.
Yeah.
Galleria is busy.
Galleria does still do something. It's a little bit different, but yeah.
So we'll take your Bill Moss, Jeff Bezos. It looked Travis, by the way, is still in a meeting, so they're efforting him to check in with us.
All right, why don't we break now since we have to break? This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Hopefully Travis when we come back.